Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, serving you up a quick hit of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can play this game alone or against friends, whatever you feel like. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the noughties, TV theme tunes, and who's talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone playing all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players in Chichester, UK. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, turn your mind back 20 years as we examine the hits of the 2000s. We have 5 questions for you, all about some of the biggest hits from the noughties. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Which 2004 hit by Natasha Bedingfield saw a chart resurgence in 2024 after it featured in the film Anyone But You? Question 2. Numb Encore was an unlikely mashup for which 2 music acts in 2004? Question 3. Which breezy singer-songwriter with an alliterative name had hits in the noughties, including Better Together and Upside Down? Question 4. Which female-fronted rock band had the highest-selling album of 2003 with Fallen? Question 5. Which rapper became a success later in the decade with hit party songs like Right Round and Low? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is TV theme tunes. The opening song of a TV show can sometimes take on a life of its own, and we want to salute some of the most memorable ones. In this round, we have 5 questions about TV theme songs, and there is 1 point for each answer you get right. Here we go. Question 6. Are you ready, kids? Aye, aye, Captain, is the opening line of the theme song of which Nickelodeon children's series? Question 7. I Don't Wanna Be by Gavin DeGraw served as the theme tune of which 2000s teen drama? Question 8. Ancient Voices is the name of the theme tune of which reality competition show, with the song sometimes remixed depending on their location? Question 9. Here's the story of a lovely lady was the opening line of the theme song of which 70s family sitcom? Question Question 10. Bad Boys by Inner Circle served as the theme song of which long-running reality TV show that began airing in the late 80s and continues to this day? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person that is speaking. Listen carefully for little hints about who they are, and feel free to go back and play it again if you need to. Let's take a listen. Question 11.
I just missed it. I missed the closeness of an audience, of a live audience. So just as soon as I got out of the movie contracts, I started to do live performances again.
Question 12.
Well, I'm a New York Italian. My mother made me play piano when I was 4. It was kind of a discipline thing, and she used to say, you don't have to practice, but you gotta sit there for an hour every day. You can either play, or you can just sit there. And probably for the first couple of years, it was like, you know, I used to sit at the piano, and like, I'd start banging, and I was a really bad kid. And then I got bored just sitting there, so I started to play, and then I got really, really great at classical piano.
Question 13.
In 1978, it was just stardom was a bit much for me. So I had what they call a nervous breakdown. And it took me about 9 months to recover. Why we called it Bat Out of Hell 2 is because it was a reuniting of the two people that did Bat Out of Hell. That's why, Jim Steinman and myself. And that's why we called it Bat Out of Hell 2. And Back into Hell is because Jimmy's joke about my nervous breakdown. I said, Jimmy, why do we want to say Back into Hell? He goes, because remember what you were like when Bat Out of Hell came? He goes, that's where you're going again. I said, oh boy, thanks, Jim.
Question 14.
I think women and girls have it hard enough without having 50 more things to worry about. Am I 5 pounds overweight? Do I need a nose job? Are my boobs too small? Do I use the right words? Do I sound unchallenging so boys will like me? Point is, there's nothing wrong with dressing sexy, being sexy, talking sexy. Just, I don't think it has to come with the price tag of dumb.
Question 15.
I'm so terrified before every show, and it's just so cool. You know, when people reciprocate it, it just feels like one kind of big family. It's really fun. I had a great time.
Dance moves ridiculous.
Thank you very much. I've been practicing in the mirror all COVID. I guess we have more dance moves to practice. Yeah,
that's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. Grab your score pad and let's jump straight into it. First up, it's the hits of the 2000s. Question 1. Unwritten. The song re-entered the top 20 in over 15 countries after it went viral in 2024. Question 2. Jay-Z, and Linkin Park. The track was part of the EP Collision Course, which came together thanks to an MTV series about mashups. Question 3. Jack Johnson was the breezy guitarist behind Upside Down and Better Together. Question 4. Evanescence. Their album became the biggest seller of the year thanks to hit singles like Bring Me to Life, Going Under, and My Immortal. Question 5. Flo Rida had hits with Low and Right Round. Continuing on to round 2, TV theme tunes. Here are the answers. Question 6. SpongeBob SquarePants. Question 7. One Tree Hill. Question 8. Survivor. Question 9. The Brady Bunch. And question 10. Cops. For our final round today, you were trying to guess the music star who was speaking in the interview snippets. Let's reveal who they were. Question 11. You were hearing Elvis Presley discussing why he was returning to the public eye in the early 1970s. Question 12. That was Lady Gaga talking about her musical upbringing. Question 13. Meatloaf in the early 90s discussing why he hadn't released an album in 7 years. Question 14. Pink discussing the portrayal of women in the media in the mid-2000s. And question 15, that was Post Malone talking about touring again after the pandemic. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on now and let us know how you scored. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.